Okay, today's daf is daf Chavbet, and last year we started looking at the Seder Nachala, and I bought the very big family tree, the numbers, so we can make sense of it. But now we're trying to learn, we're breaking it up piece by piece, trying to understand, piece by piece, sorry, trying to understand the where they learn from. So what we're trying to understand is, how do we know a ben is your reshet imo? Okay, how do we know that? So Tamalom have a whole bat your reshet. So we start by saying how a bat, a daughter, we know that a daughter is your resh. We'll have to remember that the main question we're asking is about a ben. But this is the bat yoresh nachala mimatot. So the Gemara says, v'cheyach efshar la-bat l'yoreshet shnei matot. The Torah says that the bat can be yoreshet matot, areas from two different tribes. Now, it's possible she can be two different tribes. Oh, it must be that she's yoreshet from two different people, and those different people are her parents, both the father and the mother. There you go. So, ela tiftar aviha mishevet zeh ve'aimah mishevet acher. So that's how we see the daughter is clearly yoreshet from the mother. The son, we haven't answered that question yet, and that's why the Ribbaz actually takes the next few lines and puts it after the Ketuvim Koedushin of the Gemara that actually explains it, like makes the next step. But what the since from a Kal V'chomer, our full deck says no, they're actually going to explain another thing from Kal V'chomer, and then we'll answer this through a Kal V'chomer as well. So the Gemara says Ad Katun Ben Et Av. I can see we know for sure how a son is yours from a father. How do we know an Av is et a ben? How do you know a father is Yoresh's ben? If you remember, that was one of the steps in our chain last year. An absence of any children or offspring of the children, it goes up to the father before it goes to the brothers. And that's important. So the Gemara says, Ma im ha ben she'enu ba elemi koach ha'av. Harei hu yorsho ha'av she'en ha ben ba elemi kocho enu din she yorsho. Samakra, Korova, Korov, Kodem. So we'll get to that in a minute. A few different pieces to piece together. So the first thing seems to be like, if you like, a Kal V'chomer. The Kal V'chomer that's learned, I'll show you, it's interesting here the way Unfolded does. He does it different to the others. He says, here, this is the She'enu Ba Elamikoach Ha'av. He says, the Bechol Davar Sha'a Koach Nimshach Mimeno, Yesh Lo Yeter Se'et Benimshach. So anything that is a derivative of something else, the derivative's koach, you assume, is lighter, less strong than the source from which it's derived from. So therefore, it's trying to say that if the ben is a koach yorish, the father, who's a derivative of the father, if you like, well, therefore, the av should have more of a koach, and therefore has a koach to yorish the son. But then the question is, why does the Gemara continue, amakrav karov, karov, kodem? Why does the Gemara have to say that, that extra pasuk of karov, elav, karov, in other words, a karov, kodem? So yeah, the pasuk is Korov, Korov Kodem. So the Gemara, he explains the next Dibur HaMatchil, he says, Ma'iti kramishum de lo tikshi, that you might think then, Kal V'chomer, they should say that the father of this met should come before the children. If that's a Kal V'chomer. In other words, av kodem, if a little ben, or mashlema ha-karov, karov, yeah, ha-karov, karov, karov kodem. So that is, let me just get the pasuk so I can see the whole pasuk with this karov. It says, v'im enachim la'av, Moshe. So it's the Karov, HaKarov, that's Karov, Karov, Kodem. Kamosha Shu'omer Tachat Aviv. Oh, and that's a different thing. In other words, since the son stands in his father's place to do Yi'ud, meaning Yi'ud, that is where someone purchases a bit of common Ama Ivriya. And the purpose is with is of which, while she's kind of, is really to perform Yi'ud, which is effectively marry her off to either himself or his son. And if that doesn't happen, she's freed when she's matured. So the point the Bavli was saying here is that we find the son takes a father's place. So he's therefore more karov. There's like if you're a precedent, so since in the context of Yi'ud, the son can take the father's place. He's more karov in that case than a father to a son. We don't see that can't. We never see that the father takes a son's place for everything. So that's why it's a source here, therefore, that this son comes before the father because he's karov, and we know that the korov is kodem. He says, but the point of bringing the korov kodem is to teach us that basically the banim come before, the banim still come before the father. Okay? That's what korov kodem. That's the Talmud Lomar. Now, the thing they continue discussing is actually the way other Mefarshim explain the sugya. Meaning, we explained that the question was, how do we know that the father is Yorish the son? If you look at the Ribbaz, he says, Ad kadum ben et ha'av, ha'av et ha'ben minayin, meaning, Dilma, perhaps, achim Now we know in the absence of sons or daughters, it goes to the brothers of the deceased. So what the Rebbe Baz says, Dilma Achim de hu beno shel av, they're the sons of the father. The brothers are the sons of the father, so that's clearly it. Maybe they should go kodem la'av. Maybe the Yerusha shouldn't go children of the deceased, then father of the deceased, and then the brothers of the deceased. Maybe it should go the brothers first, as the Torah simply seems to suggest, because it goes in Bakomi and Badish go the brothers. So the Gemara says, so then he says, Ma haben, it's still in the Red Buzz. Ma, and I think Pnei Moshe does something very similar. So Ma haben she'ing ba'ilim mekoach ha'av harei hu yorsho, meaning Ritzulamar. Ha ha'achim ba'im, why the, what right or what connection did the brothers of the deceased have to the Yerusha? They're coming mikoach, from the koach that the bnei aviv, that they are the sons of, they have a common father, so it's by way of the father that they have the right to yoresh their brother. Okay, so therefore ha'av she'ein ba'alem koach lo kol shekhen, so therefore you see that the father is hakarov hakorev kodem, if you like, is the closest, is closer to the deceased. Okay, that's in proximity in the family tree. Okay, it says va'amarkra va'kochach leilamer diyarshu otzo biyachad av im. Don't say that maybe the father, this is the continuation of the Ribaz, maybe the father deceased should yorsh alongside the brothers. Why is it eno kiman de koach av karov yoter? Because he's karov karov kodem, meaning because he's closer. He amarkra koach hakarov meaning karov kodem ve'en yorshim b'dei yorash yachad el hakarov karov kodem doche et hasheni. Okay, so I want to clear this up a bit. According to the Maharal full of the Sugya, the question is, well, we know the son's yours, the father, how do we know the father's yours? The son, and the very simple explanation is, oh, well, he's, the source is much stronger than the derivative. So if the source is stronger than the derivative, if the derivative is yours, the source, and the source can yours the derivative. That's what he says. Ah, but you might think, therefore, then the father should have precedence over the children. We've got the special gzeirah of Akarov Karov Kodem, seems to do that. Okay. Then you got the, sorry.
I would think a kal v'chomer would be that the av wouldn't be your would never be your resh, because he doesn't need the gener what he has generated.
Okay, interesting. We're saying that the koach in terms of legal right is stronger, whether it needs it or not. Okay, that's kind of that's the way that's the Marfulda's explanation. However, as I explained, the Ribaz has a completely different take on the sugya. It's not related to the father's right. It's assumed like to Yorish at all. It's why the father has precedence over the brothers to be Yorish. That's what the question's about. And within the understanding is that he's closer in proximity. He's Karov Karov Kodem. Okay, that's fine. Okay, now the Gemara now continues. Back to our original question. If you remember the way we started this year, we understand why is it, how do we know that the son is Yorish the mother? And we brought a pasuk to explain why a daughter is Yorish the mother. So the Gemara says, Akaduna bat, you've explained very nicely about a bat, then how do you know about the son? So ma im habat shehu ra'ata kocha benichsei ha'av. We know, if we look at the legal claim, if you like, in Yerusha, a daughter is usually not as strong as a son when it comes to Yerusha of the father. Then comes before the daughter, kedempav bat. So therefore, im bat hu ra'ata kocha benichsei ha'av yafita kocha benichsei em, and now she has a koach, if you like, to Yerusha from the mother. Ben Shiva, a son who has a stronger koach, a stronger legal position in Yerusha the father, Kavah Chomer, he should be able to, the Enu Adin, should have the capacity to Yerusha the mother. Nimtza, we find therefore, Habat, the daughter's ability to Yerusha the mother is learnt from Akata, from the Pasuk, and the Ben is learnt from a Kavah Chomer. That's how we get it in the end. So, in other words, the flow of the Sugi, if you like, is we started trying to understand where does the Ben Yerusha from the mother. We brought the daughter's Yorish from the mother. We brought an answer that explains why the daughter's Yorish from the mother. We took a bit of an interlude, according to the flow of the Gemara we have, to explain the father's role, whichever way you want to explain it, in this ability Yorish to his son. And that was learned, if you like, from a Kal v'Chomer, which led us to the next Kal v'Chomer, which was our destination in this whole project, which is to understand that through a different Kal v'Chomer, we learned that the son is Yorish the mother. If the daughter's Yorish the mother, so can the son. Okay, let's continue. Ben Kodem Labat. So Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Mishum Rabbi Zachariah ben Hakatzav. He says, "Kachay Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda Omer." He would say that for a mushroom baby Shimon. Achada ben vechada bat shavim b'mateh ha'em. The Rebbe comes to mateh as in the Yerusha, the Nechasim of the mother. That, okay, when it comes to the father, we've got this psukim that then comes before the bat. But we didn't have an explicit, real psukim that directed us with Yerusha of the ma from the mother. So he explains that when it's Yerusha from the mother, meaning Yerusha, then the boys and girls are equal. That's his position. So Rav Maluch says, B'shem Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, Halach is like Rabbi Zachariah. Rav Yanai Kapud Kaya Havale Uvdi. He had a particular incident. Bahavu, when they were dining, and the dining were Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda ben Pazi, Rav Acha. Amalun Rav Acha. Rav Acha said to the other dayanim, Achinu let's call them amateurs. They're vehentu and they make a mistake. I think the halachas halacha. And they think the halacha is like Rabbi Shuban, like Rabbi Maluch said, Shem Rabbi Shuban Levi. The halacha is like who? Halacha is like Rabbi Zachariah. Velati, or Velate Tukan. But it's not, and that's not the case. So, in other words, the same way as boys have precedence in Yerusha of the father, they have precedence in the Yerusha of the mother as well. Rav Simon said, Bereshua, also in halacha, Rabbi Zachariah. Rav Barbara, Rav Chia, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, ain't halacha is not like Rabbi Zachariah ben Akatsa. Rabbi Lazar, Avuid Rabbi Yitzhak Bar Nachman, Rabbi Yoshua also says, Ein Halach, Rabbi Zechariah, Rabbi Yana, Rabbi Yochanan, and Havu Yatvin, they were sitting, Al Rabbi Yudin Nasiya, Vishal, and he asked the following question. It says, V'chol Bat Yoreshet Nachala Mimatot Mahu. What does it mean to call Bat Yoreshet Nachala Mahu? It says, Amalei Mekish Mateh Ha'av L'Mateh Ha'em. He learned something else from this pasuk. We've connected, if she's Yoresh from the Matot, meaning of her father and the mother, there's also a Hekesh between the way she can Yoresh from both those sources, if you like, her father's property and mother's property. Ah, now we've got a Hekesh. So Ma Mateh Av Ein LeBat Makom HaBen, just in Yerusha from the father. If there's a son, the daughters don't get anything. Af Mateh Em, so too, if there's Yerusha from the mother, Ein Bat Makom HaBen. If there's a son, the daughters don't get anything. Ah. So in other words, there wasn't an absence to show precedence. We've got a hekesh to show precedence of the bat over the sorry, the ben over the bat. Learning from the mother's Yerusha, from mother's estate, so too we learn hekesh from the father's estate. Okay, the rest is 1 second. Or Chilufa the Remi asks back. Says Mateh, maybe yesh la ben b'makom ben, or maybe because in the absence of anything otherwise, the daughter is equal to the capacity Yerusha from the son. Af Mateh, maybe you should go the other way around and Mateh Av when you're Yoresh from the father, Yesh LaBen Makom HaBat. Maybe the Hekesh works the other way around, that they've got equal rights to Yoresh in the case of the being Yoresh from the father. Now that we can't possibly say, because of Pesukim to say otherwise. Says Amar Rabbi Yochanan says, Itamekan, let's get out of it. Late Hagavra Baye Mishma Mila Deoraita. He's this person not interested in seek truthing, sorry, seeking truth. Right. Seeking truth, yeah. But in other words, he's just asking kashas to be difficult. Because again, the Rosh Hashanah against it, it's just like, oh, maybe the other way around. But so, in other words, I'm happy to have questions. I'm happy to engage in Torah discussions forever. But if you're just asking questions just to be difficult, you're not wanting to know what the Din of Torah is, you're not seeking truth, then we don't have time for you. Okay. Va'ishetimor, va'ishetishtor. Those are the two cases. A man can inherit from his mother, and also the ish and a man can inherit from his mother. So the Gemara says, Lo hava ha'ishetimor, hu ha'ishetishtor. Aren't they the same thing? Now, what does it mean, aren't they the same thing? So the Marfulda has a number of different ways to explain this. I'll just bring the first way. It says the kasha is as follows. This is according to the Ritshita Rabbi Yochanan, who holds the coin. It says, this is the kasha. The understanding there that the fact that a son is Yoresh from the mother, Hare Einu Yoresh Imo Devar Torah. He understands, unlike now we've been bringing it from Psukim and Hekeshim to say it's effectively Doraisa, that the son is Yoresh, from his mother. He's not understanding it's Nakshin Don Din Torah. But according to that, then, how's he being Yoresh from the mother? V'ef Shar Ella, the only way he can be Yoresh from his mother, V'ef Shar, the only way that a son can Yoresh from his mother is Ella Shemeta Ishto, if a man passes away after his wife passed away. Okay, meaning Ella Shemeta Ishto, the wife passed away, then the husband's Yoresh her estate, and then that father passed away. Ubeno Yorsho, and that's the way the son is Yoresh, his mother's estate. Okay, so I'll just explain again more clearly. When it comes to, in other words, Rabbi Yochanan has an opinion that there's not in Torah that the son directly is Yoresh his mother's estate. The only way he can Yoresh is by way of his father, who can Yoresh the mother's estate. Okay, only that direction. So therefore, if that's the case, im ken nishma shabal yoreshet yeshuvat hatilamali. If that's the case, why do I need both cases in the Mishnah? Ishet imol and a ishet ishto. Because a ishet imol is only a roundabout ramification, if you like, of ha ishet ishto, and not a direct thing on its own. Okay, so the Gemara now says, and it says, "V'Rabbi Yitzchak by Meimra Panasta v'lo Eshkach." Which means the way the Maraful explains this is that he wanted to answer this strong kasha, if you like. It's important kasha. However, he didn't find a brighter to somech on his perush, and therefore he didn't want to say. Okay? And so it's left as a like a just a potential svara there, but he didn't want to, but he didn't have enough proof to back it. Okay. Ben Ainley, so Ben, sorry, full stop. Ben. Ainli elabat. And we know that his son is Yoresh. Now here, there's different curious what to do here. The Marafulda says it's bat ben, ben bat ben, or bat ben, or bat bat, so or bat ben ben. In other words, any the offspring of this ben. So though bat ben, meaning the son's daughter, bat ben, so ben bat ben, so the son's daughter's son. And all this, etc., all these offspring that go down. How do we know that they are in absence of the people in generations above them? How do we know that? Because it says, "Minayin tam lomar ben mikol makom," meaning the drush from the pasuk of Ben is to teach us ben mikol makom, meaning so let's call it the son category and family, son family. Let's call it that. Okay. So the next says, "Bat in the ella bat." Then it says, or ben bat, or bat ben bat, or bat, or the Gemara filter takes out the last build piece, but any, let's say, branches of that daughter, how do we know? Minayin tam lomar bat mikol makom, the terminology of bat. It's trying to teach us that no matter what, any of the daughter family descendants included. It says, Achim, what about the brothers? We know that they are also from the Pasuk. V'im ein la'achim, here it says, V'im ein lo bat notem lacha le'achiv, but it says, V'im ein lo achim. It says, "Achim ain't le ella achim, achim, benot achim, minayin tam lomar lo shor hakarov ella mikol makom." So this is an interesting one. There's the lesher hakarov that's being the drush of the limud. I think that the other gurus that actually said the drush is actually learned from somewhere else. But in other words, another type of drush we're trying to work out. How we know it's also it's, again absence of any children and descendants. Do we know the nachala if the father's not there goes to the brothers? How do we know that if the brothers are not around but they have descendants, it goes to them? Once again, Lashura Korovelav, Mikol Makom seems to be the ribui, at least according to the Pashup Shot we have in the writing we have in front of us. That it extends to descendants of the individual in question before moving on to the next order of precedence. That's all the star cases, if you remember in my chart. So the Bavli actually understands it's not first from the word ben, but it's actually the full Mishpat, ben ein lo, or bat ein lo. In the Ein Lo Achim, the word Ein is written in all those situations full male with Aleph Yud Nun, and the understanding there is it didn't have to be because it was an Ein Bilam Halochimanu. That Ein doesn't always have to be written with Yud, so that Ein could also be understood as being Ein with an Ein. So the Ein like Ein to look into and inspect. So something requires inspect to make sure you examine. That there's not, you know, not that it's not the son, but nothing that's descendants from the son, that it requires investigation. That's where the drush is learned from. Okay, let's continue. This is now halacha ben. Benot Zochar natlu shlosha chalakim benachala. The Benot Zochar took three chalakim. Chalak Abihem, they took their father's chalak, because he was a Meyotzei Mitzrayim. V'chalko emechav, they also got their chalak with their brothers, benichsei Chefer. Chefer was also Yotzei Mitzrayim, he left Egypt. Chefer is a father of Slofchad. So the Yoresh, though, because their father Yoresh part of Chefer's estate, if you like, with Chelek and Eretz Yisrael, they were Yoresh as well. V'sha Bechor, and because their father Tzofa was Bechor, they got an extra the Shnei Chalakim. So that's to explain, they got two Chalakim in Chefer's area in Eretz Yisrael because their father was a Bechor, and they got from him, and also because Tzlofchad himself was a Tzofa Mitzrayim, he also had a Chelek in Eretz Yisrael, they got three. How this works, the Gemara is going to elaborate. Now the Gemara says, "Benot Zlofchad, Amru lifnei Moshe Rabbeinu, im anu benot Zlofchad." If we are the benot Zlofchad, nirashet avinu. Oh, they are benot Zlofchad. Meaning, if we are going to inherit for a father, im ein anu ben, im ein benot Zlofchad, tidaber mimeno. In other words, when it says if we are benot Zlofchad, meaning if we are able to get a nachala, we are chelek of our fathers, then fine. But if not, then our mother, you shouldn't require our mothers to do yibum. Why so? Is because the brothers, what's stopping the brothers to get the chelek, if you like, of this is where the Rashbam, I think, explains it. That what's stopping them, the brothers taking the Yerusha of the brother that passed away, is if there are children. That's what stops them. But as soon as, if they can take it, that would imply that they have to do Yibum, because of the absence of any children. So it seems to be they're tying the concept of Yibum into Nachala, because part of Yibum, the Lakim Hashem and also they get all the Nachala as well. So in the absence of their capacity, in other words, but in order to do that, they'd have to, the brother would have to do Yibum, to do Yibum, to get the Nachala. Okay, they're tied together. So they're saying, look, if we're meant to get the Nachala, then fantastic, then our mothers don't need Yibum. But if we're not meant to get the Nachal of our father, then, and you're meant to go to the brothers, then the brothers should be doing Yibum, because the two seem to go hand in hand. And clearly, he wasn't going to require the mothers to do Yibum. Why? Because there are children. We know Yibum isn't in that, there's no Yibum in that context. So that is what the Gemara now says. Miyad ve'akrev Moshe Hashem. So what happened at that point? They went to bring the Mishpat before Hashem, meaning Moshe Rabbeinu said, I need to ask Hashem what to do. Amalek HaKadosh Baruch Hu came b'notzal chav davro. They're right. Naton titen lahem achozak, give them a chelek in Eretz Israel. Ten lahem bekarkro, ten lahem bemetaltlin, ten lahem chelek avim batoch achayabihem. Meaning give them their complete yorish of what their fathers are, sorry, what their fathers had, both their karka and metaltlin, both movable and not movable property. Now, exactly how was Eretz Israel divided? Rabbi Shai says, Amar lo tse mitzrayim yitchalka aretz, dichtiv lishmot matot avihem, avotam. In other words, since, in the way, because of the God of Pasuk that says, lishmot avotam, it refers to those that left Mitzrayim. So what we do is when dividing up Eretz Yisrael, we'll look at all the people that left Mitzrayim, each of them get a chelek even on that around, and who is Yoresh them gets, their children would divide that chelek of whoever would left Mitzrayim got that share. Okay? However, Mato Baloma Le'ele, and by Arvot Moav, it said Le'ele, meaning those about to go into Israel are going to get the chelek. We're going to divide it that way. No, Ela mipnei hanashim. That's just the teacher. It's only Ela that age between the age of 20 and 60. They're the ones that are going to get a chelek barada, being, if you like, Yoresh from their the Yotzei Mitzrayim. Okay? That's how we explain the two psukim. Because we've got two psukim. One refers to Yotzei Mitzrayim, and the other is referring to those that are here now, Baravot Moab, before going to Eretz Israel, about to go in. So how do we understand how the breakdown works? First opinion is Yotzei Mitzrayim. Now Rabbi Yochanan says, no, aretz, meaning it was divided up by those entering Eretz Israel. That's how it was divided. If that's the case, why did it mention the fact that it's got to do with Yotzei Mitzrayim? It says, this is a very bizarre Nachala inheritance or division. All the Nachalot, the Chaim Yorish Meitim, and here the Meitim Yorish Chaim, exactly how that works, we'll see later in the Gemara, so I'm going to delay it. But there's a funny type of thing you'll see. Actually, I'm going to explain it now because we'll see in the Gemara. Otherwise, we'll be seeing the Gemara later on. Okay. However, Tarev Yoshua ben Koch says, no, let's say Mitzrayim, Ulo Omdot Barvot Moav. We divide Israel based both on who is left Mitzrayim, and who is standing there. So it's a combination of two. How? It says, Ketzad, this is, it's going with the opinion of Rabbi Yoshaya, Mitzrayim Omdim Ba'arvot Moav. Who have left Mitzrayim and was about to go into Israel? We have two Chalakim in Eretz Israel. Mitzrayim Omdim They only took one Chalak. Now the big question is, how do you have anyone that left Egypt and was also coming into Eretz Israel, meaning left Egypt and was, if you like, old enough to be Zocher Chelek and going to Israel? I can't be talking about the young kids. So it's very interesting. Pshat here, the Pnei Moshe says, you're talking about those who were over the age of 60 Yotzei Mitzrayim. And the Gzeirah of those that were meant to die in the Midbar for those between 20 and 60. So you had a 61-year-old left Mitzrayim, he technically could have entered Eretz Israel. You know this, but this is what he says. I'll read inside. He says, "Shia ben Esai, the kogon she when your term of ben shishim kishav Mitzrayim, the alotan lo nigzaru zera meraglim, and they could got shtei chalakim." That was chiddush to me, at least. Okay. Now the Gemara says, "Okay. Now benoksol chad natlu chamisha chalakim. We've said before that got three chalakim, three shares. Correct? One share was their father's share from being Yotzei Mitzrayim. Then we said there are two other shares because the father was a Bechor and he got a double share in his father's share, who was also Mitzrayim. It's right, that's got to three. Now I've got a Shita that says, no, they got five Chalakim. Imotze Mitzrayim. So let's have a look. It says, Chelko Imotze Mitzrayim, the Chelkan Imam Moav, also those standing by Moav. Now, exactly, I mean, I deliberately read this fast without translating because it's very difficult to understand exactly what these chalakim are referring to. The Mara Fulda says, if we can see, including the Arbot Moav, we're saying that it's an interesting pshat. He says the extra two are because two of the brothers, if you like, father's brothers, were there at Arbot Moav going to Israel. There was Zokah the Chelek, but those two Chelekim go back up to their father and it's distributed amongst the children. And since their father was one of the children, they get a little Chelek in each of those two shares. Which is quite a chiddush because who says that we have this concept that it goes all the way back? That's a position we'll see later on in the Gemara regarding Rabbi Yochanan. But how do we know in this case it goes back? That's a kasha. But it's actually interesting. I saw she decided the Rashba. I looked up the Rashba. The Rashba says, "Is what are the extra two chalakim?" But if you go back, if you remember, we said at the beginning, it says, "Give them a taltlim, give them chalakayim, but also betoch, also achay abihem." That betoch achay abihem is understood as being the chalak achay abihem. I think whose parish said this? I can't remember whose parish said this. In other words, that their uncle was niftar in the midbar. We'll come to this in a minute. And their uncle died without any children. And if their uncle died without any children, who's Yoresh? We've been discussing the brother. So their father will be Yoresh that Chelek. So that's an extra one that we get. That gets us to four. And we've also got the way the Rashba explains it is that the brother, that their father, Tzlochad, was actually by Avot Moab and died before getting to Israel. So that's an extra Chelek there, which is not like the Shita, the opinion that says that it was. It was Mekoshesh. If you remember this opinion, this is Mekoshesh. We didn't die before they got to Marvel. Okay. Anyway, that's an opinion that they got five Chalakim in Eretz Israel. But the Gemara continues that doesn't make sense because Amar Rabbi Yossi Manita Lo Amra Ken doesn't say that. Ela, because it says, Ela, what? Na Natonti Ten Lahem Achuzot Nachala. Ten Lahem Karkov Ten Lahem Matatlan Ten Lahem Chalak Avihem Betoch Echei Avihem. The proof that it said they got all these chalakim and then they've got asara. Now, what are the asara? Meaning not them, meaning Shevet Menashe got 10 chalakim. It's six chalakim of the batayav, if you like the, but plus an extra four, if you like, for the Benot Slavchad. Now, everybody else also got chalakim as well, if you want to look at it that way. There might have been a lot more chalakim than just 10, but it's saying that the Torah draws the distinction and stresses the four of Tzlofchad because of the uniqueness of the situation, right? The chiddush of the Benot HaYoresh. That's why it stresses the 10 areas. But the point is, we see that there's, how many are there? There are only four, not five. Okay? That's why it's a kasha. Now, the question is, what are the four? So the four, and the Bavli discusses this and says, if you're talking about it goes to say Mitzrayim, then they'd only get three, like we said in our Mishnah. Their fathers, Chelek or his own, and his father's double share for the Chelek of Chefer, that's only three. Where does the extra fourth come from? And the answer there is because, again, the uncle died b'midbar. Okay? That's number four. If you're talking about L'Bayei Ha'aretz, those that came into Eretz Israel, that shita, where do you get extra four then? So again, it could be Chelek Avihem, and in terms of when it's Bechazara, everything goes back, if you like, goes back to the. This is the case of Rabbi Yochanan in a second, we'll get in a minute how it works. Meaning those that entered Eretz Israel, the Chelek goes back to the father's divided, back to Chefer. We'll see this very, very soon exactly how this works. So they get the double share of the father and Chefer. Plus, it sounds like the two brothers died in the midbar. Okay, so those two, if you like, those chalakim went back up, and their father would have a chalak in those two Yoresh, the two brothers. So therefore, that's how you get to four. It's a bit more difficult, say that. Sound like that's a lot of unfortunate deaths in the midbar regarding. And by the way, when you say the brother died, it must mean the brothers died with having children. That's why they were effectively Yoresh from their uncles. Okay, let's continue. It says, Yeshua the Caleb Natnu Sholosh Chalakim. They got three Chalakim. Chalakam Yitzam Mitzrayim, Chalakanim Omdim Barom Av. This is getting to the Shita that Chalak for both being, this is still working, if you like, within the opinion of Yeshua ben Korcha. That it's, you got a Chalak if you left Egypt, you got a Chalak if you entered Barom Av. And they said, with very few people like that, but guess what? Yitzrayim and Caleb are one of those. Well, some of those. So they got two Chalakim, but they're extra Chalak. They also got the chelik of the meraglim. How do we it says Yeshua ben Nun veKaleb ben Yefuneh chayu mina anashim? They're not just they survived the others. Chayu mina anashim meaning they got their chelik. However, aval chelik mitlonim vadat Korach. Those other people that were killed in the midbar as well, those who complained of part of adat Korach, their chelikim, they were naflam laetz el emtza. That was, if you like, that was divided amongst all of Am Yisrael. That was like lost chelek. However, ubnehem, what about the children of Korach? They got nothing? Well, no, b'schut avi avihem. They would have been able to yoresh from their grandfather. It's just the chelek of Korach himself, or someone in Adat Korach, if you like. Of their parent, they wouldn't get, but the grandfather's chelek, they would. Avihem. Or from their mothers. Hadechtiv ubnei Korach, that's why it says, b'nei Korach lo metu. The children of Korach didn't die, meaning they didn't die entirely in the chelek in Israel. Despite the fact that Manukot, their father's chelek, other relatives they could have been, as they had the rights to, if you like. They weren't completely cut off. Okay. Next. Let's go back to Shita Rabbi Yochanan. And I said there was a very strange type of Yerusha that went occurred. He says, this is a one, I'll just read the Lashon again. He says, Labeya Aretz Mitkalka Aretz, that was given to those entered Israel, Shneemala El Techela Aretz. What was Tamalom? What does it mean? What does it mean related to Yotzei Mitzrayim? He says this is a very strange nachala. Shebalam shekol nachalot chayim or shevmei. Because normally those who are alive are yoresh the people that died. And in this case, the people that died were yoresh the people that are alive. What does this possibly mean? And now the Gemara is going to explain it. Rebbe Mashlo Mashal Lama Devadomer Leshnei Achim Shutvim Sheyatzu Mitzrayim. You got two brothers that left Mitzrayim. Lezeh Tishabanim. One's got nine children. VeLezeh Ben Echad. And one's got one child. The Arshu, those who came into Eretz Israel, how many children are there from these two brothers now? There were 10. So therefore, they got 10 Asar HaKurim. Kol Echad V'Echad Notel Let and Asar HaKurim. What do we do now? Kol Echad V'Echad Notel Letach Hichzirum La'avotehem. So they got their, if you like, each tenth of a kur. What they got, so it's again, it's according to those that entered. So they got their 10 chalakim. Those 10 chalakim go all the way up, lavotem, go to the fathers. And v'chelkum, and therefore, and they were divided evenly between them. Nimtza ben ze notel mechetza, ben ze notel mechetza. So what happens is according to the people that entered Eretz Israel, that's the mass. Then we take it all the way up to the Yotzei Mitzrayim, and they yoresh, if you like, in the same ways that people yoresh. So in this situation, since you've got two sons, they're yoresh from their father evenly. So even though there were one child, one of these child had nine sons, disproportionately more than the other, that's how they were able to claim a certain chelek in Israel, but that whole mass is taken all the way back up to the top and divided equally among the sons. So really, one son, well, that grandson gets five chelekim, and the other nine grandsons have to divide five. Yeah, that's how it works. Okay. Now, Rabbi Stai ben Yosef Mashal Mashal, we've got another Lama Domer, Leshnei Achim Kohanim. We've got two brothers that are Kohanim. Shu Omdim Al Agoren. They were standing by the threshing floor. Lezeh Tisha Banim, Lezeh Tisha Ben Echad. One's got nine, one's got one. Manlu, and they got Eser Kavim. Hichzerim, they give it to their fathers. Vichilkum, and they divide it evenly. Ben Zen, and one son gets Mechetz, which is five. Ubeno Zeh Mechetz, and that one gets five. Okay. I'm tempted to continue, but I see we're over time, so I will just stop here. All right. So we'll continue for the next time. Cool. Have a good Shabbos. Because the reason why I wanted to continue, because even it's a little bit more on it, and it sort of still relates to Rabbi Yochanan. Now we've got this fresh in our minds, it would be easier, but we'll just do Chazara next time. All right, cool.